Would you date a bus driver? You. Would you date
if
a bus
driver? If he owns the bus. If he owns it. If he owns the bus.
See, that's a problem. That's a problem.
So you saw that. And you heard that. So let's get into that on the David L. Gray Show, voicing truth and reason.
Hovering over the skies of a post-Christian society, we have spotted a man with a donut in one hand and rosary beads in another.
Child, I'm about to whoop Satan's behind.
He is boldly proclaiming truth and reason like no rigid Catholic ever has before. The David L. Gray Show begins now.
Women like Ebony K. Williams are a dime a dozen. As certain as the sun rises and sets, you can find a beautiful woman who is not marriage material. But women like Ebony think they are marriage material because they've checked off all the boxes that they think men are looking for. They have the processed look, the hair, the career, the money, the degrees.
We know that black women are earning college degrees faster than anybody else. Many of us are doing like we're doing, Ayanla. We're getting those terminal degrees, those JDs, MD, PhDs. We also are the fastest growing group of entrepreneurs, along with Latina women in America. Pew Research said that women are now out-earning men
yes.
in 22 yes. of the largest cities in America, including where I live, New York, D.C., L.A., you name it.
But that is not the value that real men are looking for. The woman that a real man marries is not like the woman that women like Ebony are trying to manifest in themselves. The only woman that a real man marries is the woman who he respects, who also happens to be completely different than every other woman that he's encountered up to that point. Innately, every man is like Adam, who spent time with the animals, naming them, but could not find a suitable partner with any of them. It was only when God crafted Eve out of his own rib did Adam joyfully proclaim, "This one, at last." And that's the same thing every man says when he finds his wife. Because she is different from the animals. I mean, like the women on the street, the animals. The ones who are easy to have sex with, easy to trick, easy to run game on, easy to run over, easy to lie to. And he respects her for being not like the rest of animals, for being different than them. He says, "This one, that's the one I'm going to marry, bros." Because he respects her. A real man marries the woman who respects, but she may never really know how. The woman may never really know what it is he respects about her, but it's typically value-based, something that a person cannot change as easy as makeup, and nothing so common as sexual prowess. No man marries his best sex partner. No man marries a porn star. It's too easy. Erection, vagina, friction, that's sex. Even the animals know how to do that. It's animal behavior. And animal behavior does not require, because it doesn't require intelligence, men don't respect it. Men respect women who respect themselves, women who have values. But women like Ebony, they stay single because they lack values. They lack integrity. They lack holiness.
I do want to start with kind of a news framing, which is that women's rights across the country, especially black women's rights, they're under attack. Lots of laws are banning abortions. They are regulating what we can and cannot do with our bodies.
Look, no real man marries a woman who will kill his child. We aren't stupid. We don't put ourselves into a position or into a relationship with serial killers. Men are naturally protective, and we want to protect our children. No chance in hell we would date a woman who thinks that killing her own child in the womb is normal behavior. And we don't respect women like that. And we don't respect women who think so lowly of themselves and humanity that they will kill their own child. And real men are not so stupid that we think a woman's rights is to kill her child. That's no right. It's not righteous. Even when we make a mistake and marry a child killer, or a woman who kills her child, we might stay with her out of loyalty, think we might save her evil ass, or because we had other children with her and we don't want her to kill those children, we don't trust her around our children anymore, but we aren't happy. We'll stay. But oftentimes, unfortunately, men who do stay end up cheating out of frustration because they can't find a way out of their misery otherwise. Being with a woman who killed your child, that's misery. And men want out, but they'll stay. But moreover, men are not so stupid that we realize that the same women who claim that they have some sort of right that is not righteous are the same women who are letting these men walk around passing themselves off as women, beating women in sports, setting the new standard for beauty of women. Women do not have rights if men are allowed to claim them. So no, we don't respect women like Ebony, and we don't marry them, because women like Ebony are not marriage material for real men.
Would you date a bus driver?
The right answer was yes. I would date a bus driver. If he was a true man of God who was aspiring through prayer and sacrifice to be an even greater man of God. But Ebony is so basic and common. She has such a degenerate and reprobate mind that she cannot help herself, but to say the silly.
You, would you date
if he owns the bus? If he owns it, if he owns the bus,
that's a problem.
And it's not really Ebony's fault. I mean, there's millions of women like her. It's not their fault they're raised in a failed home.
I had a very lovely single black mother, and I'm going to get to the statistics on single black motherhood and family life. But she was, by definition, more of a father figure in terms of providing and protecting.
But it is her fault that she hasn't learned anything from that failure. She didn't grow up with an example of a real man, so she doesn't know one when she sees one. She doesn't even know what she's really looking for appears to be her daddy.
And I think I'm still relatively young, I guess, but I'm 40 in September. So, you know, I've had some relationships. And I've yet to find a man who has shown up, and this includes even my father, who was absent. I've yet to have a male energy that provided or protected me.
These are just Maslow's base needs in his hierarchy of needs. Ebony's looking for food, shelter, and safety. She's looking for a daddy, the daddy she never had.
When I think of a masculine posture and what I would expect a man to do in my life, two things come top of mind, and they are provide and they are protect. So I think that I have taken on the reins to protect and provide for myself, because what I'm not going to do, Ayanla, is be without. Baby, it's not happening.
Be without what?
So that be would without be without protection, be without protection, okay. And be okay. Without the necessities of life.
Never date a woman who is pro-abortion. She will kill your child. And not even feel bad about it. Unrepentant. She's a serial killer and has no values. Pro-abort women are not marriage material for real men. Go let her marry a simp. Some man she could run over. She'll be happy expressing her feminism that way. Hey, make sure you hit that like, share, sub, notification bell. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think about this video and all that other good stuff. But until then, until next time, blessings and shalom to you and to yours.